Thank you, Boogie.
This is 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and internet radio WMCK.FM McKeesport.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Marepotz with a look back at the world this week. Russia has made unrealistic demands that go far beyond anything previously discussed, according to Ukrainian sources in Istanbul, who had been meeting with a Russian delegation. Negotiating teams from both sides have been directly discussing the war for the first time this week in person since shortly after Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022. Stuart Smith reports from Kyiv.
Various Ukrainian insiders have been updating Ukrainian media on what has happened so far in Istanbul. After an hour of negotiations, they report no significant progress. Sources claim the Russian team is demanding the removal of all Ukrainian troops in the four eastern regions of Ukraine that Moscow claims are part of Russia in order to even consider Ukraine's proposal of a 30-day ceasefire. Hopes for the talks making substantial progress were dashed when Russia's President Putin refused to meet the Ukrainian president in Turkey, leading to an uncertain US President Donald Trump choosing not to go either. Ukraine's President Zelensky says that was a missed opportunity and has called on the Russian leader to give his delegation greater powers to negotiate. Stuart Smith, Kyiv.
US President Donald Trump wrapped up his tour of the Middle East this week amid reports that Israeli strikes in northern Gaza killed some 100 people. Despite reassurances from President Trump, there was no sign of a peace deal as Israel continues to ramp up its operations in Gaza again. U.S. President Donald Trump announced a series of trade deals with Gulf states, including a record order of Boeing jets. The White House says Boeing and GE Aerospace secured a $96 billion U.S. dollar agreement to sell Qatar Airways up to 210 aircraft. U.S. correspondent Kate Fisher has more.
The deal is Boeing's largest ever wide-body order and largest ever 787 order, according to the White House. It says it will support 154,000 U.S. jobs annually and more than a million total jobs over the course of production and delivery of the planes. The deal comes after President Trump accepted Qatar's offer to gift the U.S. a luxury 747 jet that will act as the new Air Force One. Democrats have criticized the move as corrupt and unconstitutional. Kate Fisher, New York.
India is lobbying the United Nations to get the Resistance Front, a group that claimed responsibility for the Pahalgam attack, listed as a terrorist entity. Ishan Garg tells us more from New Delhi.
And now India is looking to diplomatically engage global institutions in its fight against terrorism. New Delhi blames Pakistan for backing the TRF and other terror groups, a charge Islamabad has denied.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City online radio in the
Radio 9
Sport.
Coming to you this week from Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio, down there between Dayton and Cincinnati. This is one of the largest amateur radio conventions in the world, which means it's one of the largest conventions of electronics and radio hobbyists here. We've got people here who fix up old antique radios that run on vacuum tubes. We've got people here who are working on radio radios that connect to satellites, that connect to computers, that talk all over the world. People here who build radios that will fit into a little tin box like an Altoids tin comes in, all the way up to folks who are putting 1,000-watt transmitters on the air. So all kinds of weird stuff and neat stuff. We're going to talk to some more folks here, so stay tuned. No phone calls this week, please. Save your calls for another time. Check in with me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show.
Dayton's Weekend!
all the good love.
Good job, go,
when we're all alone.
Job, go, go, go,
keep it up, girl.
Job, go, go,
yeah, you turn me
job, go,
on.
Go, go, go.
Everything lights up and it make you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now money won't bring you happiness, but we know it will.
Yay!
Come on now, gotta smile, get happy. Wow! Tune in and turn on. Oh.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, refrain. Don't care
Pittsburgh's weather.
Chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Windy at times with a high near 76. Overnight, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low 54. On Sunday, partly sunny. High near 70. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Low of 48. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 69.
Music. Radio 9. The best oldies.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool would do, madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. There in the moon is, oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. But now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me, it's got me loving you. Dip 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 da 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 dun dun da ding di ding di dong pop 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 dip 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 da pop 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 dip 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 dip.
With Jay Thurber this week at Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. That is between Cincinnati and Dayton. This is one of the largest conventions in the world for amateur radio operators. That's electronics hobbyists. And we're talking with some of the people here.
Dayton, Ohio.
I'm Dee Wallace, KG4VMI. We are Foundation for Amateur International Radio Service, which helps promote amateur radio goodwill into especially third world countries. We provide training, equipment, help for disadvantaged populations, and we try to bring back some of their pride and joy items to sell here at Dayton in order that we can continue supporting those projects.
And you're online at fairs.org, and you're out of Floyd, Virginia, it says.
That is okay. Correct, and on social media as well. If you go to the website, you'll be able to follow us there if that's your preference.
How long has the organization been around?
So it was formed in 1991.
Okay.
On a trip to these countries that we're representing here.
Yeah.
And we've continued to expand out and into other areas since that time. So a good 35 years in now.
What was the impetus for founding it in the first place?
The amateur radio folks in Ukraine, at that time, they did not have any kind of technology in order to be able to communicate, so they understood the value of the amateur radio. David Larson, our director, he had represented over there with Virginia Tech, local to our area as a professor, and went over and gave them the training that they need and some equipment and such to follow, and it's just been history since then. We've been friends a long time.
There's a book, and I'm going to blank on the name of it, that I actually bought here at Hamvention last year by a Ukrainian amateur radio operator. You're probably familiar. I think it's War Diaries, maybe. I think it's called something like that.
Yeah.
Those folks have really been through it over these last few years. How have you been able to help them since the invasion of Ukraine?
Well, truthfully, they will say that the amateur radio is all they've got. They can reach out and they can communicate, and it's just their hobby and passion.
Well, it's not just their hobby at this point, because I know some of them are using it for disaster relief and set keeping communications active, right?
Yes, certainly the relief efforts are big, but even in their own homes, just to content themselves.
And to get to get news from outside, from the BBC and from wherever else. What's some of the items that you have here for sale?
So we've got wooden hand-painted Ukrainian eggs from the Carpathian Mountains. We have some of the old military and pin honor pins, some postage and postcards, the things that would communicate just reaching out to the outside world.
Yep, yep.
And a lot of handmade items here today.
Now, you are a tax-exempt nonprofit organization. What kind of help does Foundation for Amateur Radio International Service need?
So we ask for members. Members pay a $10 annual donation, and we kind of keep them up to speed on what's going on. And some people, that's their preference to just be a part of the membership.
Uh-huh.
Other people do programs, grants, small contributions mostly toward a specific project that we might be working on. And I am handing out some updates today for those that want to know what to support.
And you said you do exchange visits. Have you been able to do those recently or no?
We continue to do them as it is safe to do.
Sure.
Yeah. So a lot of those now come from other areas besides Ukraine, just because
there's been a lot of migration too, and a lot of people displaced right now from Ukraine and from elsewhere. What would, in talking with folks over there right now, what do they wish Americans knew, or what do they wish Americans understood?
Well, they kind of understand the same way we do, is that not every communication you get is the real communication. So they do want us to be very careful in what we hear and believe about the situation, but they certainly are grateful for all of the groups and all of the individuals that lift them up in a variety of ways. And I think they're hanging on there tough, just waiting for that end moment where they'll get that relief. So.
Let me ask you a different direction here before I let you go. How many years have you been coming to Hamvention?
So for myself, I started last year. The record attendance here last year, 35,877, and that was my first
year
here. But Fair's booth has been here for ever since
when we founded in 1991. We were already coming here with a booth outside in the flea market. But then once they saw that we were a nonprofit, they invited us to come inside, and
that's been really special too, because it's been consistent here, and people do come to see specifically each year. So
this has been since 1992. We haven't been inside since then. Only since about 2000, they moved us inside.
And you do have a station of your own, N4 USA. Can people hear you on the air at all, or?
If we can have time.
Yeah, right.
We do have that.
Okay.
And hopefully we're setting up more.
Are you going to go off shopping anywhere? Are you buying anything in a flea market?
We leave that to Dave.
You leave that to Dave. Okay. So it's the Foundation for Amateur International Radio Service. It is a 501c3. You can find them online at fairs.org, or you can give them a call at 540-745-2322. And we've been talking with D. Wallace, KG4 VMI. VMI, did you go to VMI or?
No, let me tell you about that.
Okay.
KG4 is the prefix for Guantanamo Bay.
Okay.
And when they released those call signs, I got mine standard issue. But I will not let it go.
So. Okay. There you go. And KK4WWW Gaynell Larson, they're both with Fairs. Thank you so much. And have safe travels back to Virginia.
Appreciate that.
And that was the sound of Argent on Radio 9. Broadcasting this week from Dayton Hamvention, you're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. Here's the George Baker selection.
Spitz swims the English Channel later on the Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Jay Thurber with you at Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. This is one of the largest radio hobby conventions in the world, and we're talking with some of the people who are exhibiting here.
Dayton, Ohio. You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the
Pirates lost to the Phillies last night, 8-4. Bryce Harper reached 1,000 RBI after a seventh-inning rally that started when Pirates pitchers walked four batters and hit one of them with a pitch. Pirates interim manager Don Kelly was thrown out after he got into an argument with a third-base umpire. He's been manager for seven games and tossed twice. It's the Bucks and Phillies again today in Philadelphia. Carmen Blodzinski is expected to get the call to the mound for the Pirates. Former Bucco manager Gene Lamont is returning to the team as a special advisor. The 78-year-old Lamont was manager of the Bucks from 1997 to 2000. The new Pittsburgh women's soccer team made its debut Friday night at Highmark Stadium. A capacity crowd of more than 6,000 people watched the opening match between the Pittsburgh Riveters and the Cleveland Force. The teams played to a scoreless tie.
In the NBA last night, the New York Knicks reached the conference finals for the first time in 25 years with a commanding 119-81 victory over the Boston Celtics. And in playoff hockey, the Toronto Maple Leafs forced a Game 7 in the Eastern Conference semifinals with a 2-0 win over the Florida Panthers. Game 7 is Saturday night in Toronto. The winner will face Carolina. Chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Windy at times with a high near 76. Overnight, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low 54. On Sunday, partly sunny. High near 70. Sunday night, partly cloudy. Low of 48. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. And then on Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 69.
Tears.
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber this week at Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. That is between Cincinnati and Dayton. This is one of the largest conventions in the world for amateur radio operators. That's electronics hobbyists. And we're talking with some of the people here.
Dayton, Ohio.
I'm John Edwards, Indian Lake, Ohio. Lakeview.
Dave Holland from Bell Fountain and Indian Lake also.
And who are you with?
United States Coast Guard Auxiliary at Mountwood at Indian Lake.
How long you been in the Coast Guard Auxiliary?
4 years.
Were you in a regular Coast Guard as well?
No, sir.
Okay. Hey. You were in a regular Coast Guard?
Yes.
How long in the service?
I was in the regular Coast Guard in the 60s, and I've been in the auxiliary now for about 7-8 years.
Actually, one of my DJs, Bob Janis, is in the auxiliary in Pittsburgh, so I know a little bit about what they do, but tell folks what the Coast Guard Auxiliary does. Who wants to?
Right now, we promote boating safety, so we give out boating courses. We try to teach people to wear their life jackets at all times, especially kids and stuff like that. We do vessel examinations, so we make sure that you have all the proper equipment on your boat, so you're safe. And then we also tell people that not just you, but I mean, you could be helping out other boaters too who might be in trouble or are distressed too, and maybe also have a marine radio, so you can communicate, and we do listen.
You know, in Pittsburgh, we often talk about the fact that supposedly we have more boats registered in any other county except for Dade County, Florida. I don't know if that's true or not. But Ohio, you've got a lot, too. You've got Lake Erie. You've got the Ohio River. You've got a lot of really nice lakes in Ohio. Do you have a boat yourself, and do you like to go out?
Well, we're actually on an inland lake. So,
okay.
Yes, I do have my own boat, and so does Dave.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we do get a yearly check by the Coast Guard, and we do have everything on board. So, also, when you just mentioned about Lake Erie and the Ohio River, both of those are federal waterways,
yep,
too. So, you have different regulations for federal than you do for state.
And they've also, both of those waterways have some heavy commercial traffic, too, that it helps to know the rules of the road, so to speak, and to make sure you have a safe boat if you're going to be out there with some of that commercial traffic, I would imagine.
Yes. Okay. You got to know the ways of the water. I mean, the buoys,
yeah,
you know, and
how to lock in and out if you're going through a lock on the river. What's the ham radio component? Tell me about the Mountwood Amateur Radio Group here.
Since we all monitor the marine radio, we have we're all amateur radio operators also. So
okay,
we join the amateur radio people join the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Nice.
So then we decided to come up with a club for the surrounding Indian Lake area. There's about 20 of us around the lake, so we came up with a repeater for the Indian Lake area. So,
and that's on for those of you who are hams, it's K8MRG. That's Mike Romeo George, and it's on 145.130 megahertz on the 2 meter band.
No PL.
Yeah. Okay.
And
it's mostly boaters that use that repeater, or anybody?
No, it's
anybody.
It's anybody.
Okay.
But
okay,
it's amateur radios, but we all have a boat. I mean, just about almost, I'll say 90% of the people who own property around this lake have a boat.
You know, when I was a little kid, I had a multi-band radio, and it had marine band on it. And I turned it on all the time, and I never heard any marching band music on there. So
no.
I was kind of a stupid little kid, though, is what the problem was. I'm a stupid old guy. What do you like about Hamvention? How many years have you been coming?
Well, this is only our second time coming here.
Okay.
But I used to be a member of DARA.
Yeah, okay, the Dayton Amateur Radio.
Sure. So I've been involved with the amateur radio for 25 years.
Okay.
And of course, this is the biggest grouping of amateur radios in the world.
Sure. You going to get out to the flea market? You looking to buy anything this year?
I'm going to go through the exposition halls and stuff like that and just look around.
Okay. What about you? How long have you been coming to Hamvention?
Well, this is about the same for me. We've been here two or three times over the years. It's our second year setting up here, you know, to kind of let the public know who we are and what our purpose is. And a little bit of an addition with the Amateur Radio Club. We try and keep that separate from the Coast Guard activities themselves, because one is intended for hobby and we're in the auxiliary for public service.
Well, it's a great thing. The Coast Guard Auxiliary. I went through the courses when I was in the Boy Scouts many years ago, even though I never had a boat. And you learn a lot about, so if you're going to be out there on the water, it's a great thing to do the Coast Guard Auxiliary courses in Pittsburgh or wherever you're listening. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you both for being out here today.
Leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always but you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. But you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. We'll have more news coming up for you at 2 o'clock. And we're broadcasting this week from Dayton Hamvention in Xenia, Ohio. Check it out, hamvention.org. If you missed it this year, well, you'll have to come back next year. Last year, they had 35,000 people here, all interested in radio and electronics and computers.
Dayton Music Power!
Radio 9 with Jay Thurber, broadcasting this week from Dayton Hamvention. Last hour, we heard the CQ Boogie with Buck Minor. Let's close out the hour with the flip side. It's called Radio Widow.
Howdy. I'm K6RFE. Living in Arizona right now, and they call me radio's fiercest enemy. My nickname is Buck. You know what a football widow is. Well, a football widow is a gal that her husband says, "It's halftime, honey. Bring me a beer. Bring me a ham sandwich." But there's also radio widows. So I sat down and wrote the Radio Widow.
Three portable four in Nashville, Tennessee, returning 5-9, solid copy. Hey, you asked me if I knew Earl. Well, shucks, I talked to Earl since back in 66. In fact, I've been on his QTH many times and had an eyeball over a cold 6L6. But I hadn't heard him all for a month of Sundays. So I went over to his place, and I was shocked to hear his S-Y-L.
Night after night, I'm stuck with that darn TV set, watching shows I don't even like, while he sits in there at that shortwave set yelling, CQ at $100 mic. Why, most of the time, he don't even know I'm here, unless he runs out of coffee or needs a cold beer, and you just won't believe what I'm going to say next. That darn radio gadget has just about replaced sex. Last month, he fell off the tower and darn near broke his neck, but he came living in, grabbed the mic, and screamed, CQDX! And for my birthday, he went to blame far. He robbed the kid's piggy bank and bought a two-way for the car. But there's one thing I've learned, if you can't fight them, join them. So one day I picked up the mic. At first, of course, it was just annoying. My first contact was a while in Idaho, as I remember. She told me how to make a cake using cucumber. Now I'm having so much fun, I'm on my 10th logbook. Between Ned's roundtables and schedules, I never have time to cook.
Well, I got her message loud and clear. But she called to me and said one more thing as I went out the door.
Hey, give my regards to your XYL and tell her I'm not living a radio widow's life no more.
Well, I bumped into old Earl out in the street. He just shook his head and said, "Oh, what the heck." Back of the house, we could hear her screaming.
Thank you.
This is 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and internet radio WMCK.FM McKeesport.
Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
One of the things I've always wanted to do is be a mentor and an example for the young people in our community so they could believe that their dreams were possible.
Omaha, Nebraska Mayor-elect John Ewing says his city is embarking on a new chapter. The first black mayor of the state's largest city says he wants to focus on affordable housing, public safety, and giving young people more reasons to stick around. Democrats say in a state where nearly two-thirds backed President Donald Trump, Ewing's substantial victory signals a rejection of Trump policies and a potential preview of next year's midterms. The Supreme Court heard the Trump administration's arguments for doing away with birthright citizenship and ending the ability of individual federal courts to stop executive actions nationwide. The justices appeared intent on keeping the nationwide injunctions that are blocking the administration's citizenship rules. Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Campbell joined more than 20 other Democratic attorneys general in suing to keep what they call a constitutional protection.
If they can dismantle the 14th Amendment in our Constitution, they can also dismantle the other rights and privileges afforded our residents. First Amendment, Second Amendment, you name it.
A decision is expected by the end of June. Arguments are underway in a federal appeals court regarding mass challenges to voter registrations in Georgia. Plaintiffs allege a 2021 law allowing unlimited challenges enables illegal voter intimidation. House Republicans say they're optimistic that they'll vote on their massive tax and budget bill next week. Lawmakers say they intend to speed up new Medicaid work requirements to secure votes for more hardline conservatives. Georgia Republican Congressman Rich McCormick calls the requirements common sense.
Nothing to be celebrated in the fact that there will be a little belt tightening, but a lot of it's just getting rid of illegitimate spending, getting people to actually take charge of their destiny.
The legislation would slash Medicaid by more than $600 billion to pay for tax cuts, mostly aimed at wealthy households and corporations. The Congressional Budget Office estimates more than 8 million Americans could lose health coverage. At least two dozen states are considering their own versions of the Federal SAVE Act, which requires proof of citizenship to register to vote. Marissa Carpio with the Equality State Policy Center in Wyoming says her state already has some of the lowest voter turnout in the nation, and requiring new documents will only make it worse.
It could disenfranchise people who already struggle to vote, those like women in shelters, people on the Wind River Reservation, and those without stable housing.
The SAVE Act would effectively end third-party or online voter registration. The Wyoming law also allows county clerks to reject an application if there's any indication the person is not a U.S. citizen. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Thank you.
Da-dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da. What do you hear over the air? CQ serenade. So you don't know just what it means. Dust your shoes off, shake out your jeans. Get on your feet, jump to the beat of CQ serenade. CQ has gone and brought us a new rhythm that's swinging all the cats by the ear. Let's do ourselves a favor and get with them. You'll find you get the message, man, you'll hear it coming loud and clear. Doesn't matter what words you sing, just remember the beat's the thing. Get on the beam, carry the theme of CQ serenade. Da-dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da. What do you hear over the air? CQ serenade. Amateurs on the radio picked it up and then made it grow. Spread it around, swelling the sound of CQ serenade. From India, a call to the USA. I'm reading you, you're coming through fine. From Canada to France and the old UK. For when it comes to radio, the world's one great big party line. Tune in anywhere on the band, any corner of any land. Let's put it there, right on the air with CQ Serenade. Da-dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da. Makes a fella feel la-dee-da when he unbends, making you friends with CQ Serenade. It really doesn't matter at all, CQ, how smooth you make the signals combine. And anyone can answer the call, CQ, just make with a receiver and get on the CQ party line. Take your cue from the radio, even beatniks go do-de-do. It's everyone.